Q94, you're on a rock, and we are talking with high school football coaches, and we're heading into Oregon County to talk with their Bobcats head coach, Briar Hancock. How we doing, man?
Good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. Can you believe it? We're here again. It's another season.
It is crazy how fast this has went by. You know, I think it only goes quicker each year.
Oh, yeah. The older you get, yeah, definitely, the faster. It's almost like we start going, you know, the old cliche, well, where it's downhill from this point on. Yeah, it's down, and there's no breaks. I've tried. Well,
yes.
Here we are, 2025 high school football season, SCA, the conference. And, well, first off, how'd the summer go?
It went good. You know, we have a really good group of senior leaders, and you know, have a great group of freshmen, sophomores, and even that big junior class that has played a lot of varsity time. You know, they kind of really meshed well together this summer, and we've had a couple good camps here and there. So, you know, I'm excited to get this year rolling.
Oh, absolutely. What camps were you guys able to attend?
We hosted one here at Thayer, and then we went to Branson team camp and did some other 7-on-7 stuff. So, you know, overall, just trying to get those younger guys to see varsity play. You know, if they have to, you know, fill the shoes of maybe a varsity guy and in the season that might go down, and you know, just how that goes. But you know, other than that, I think we saw a lot of good things, saw a lot of things we can clean up, but you know, overall, I was excited to see, you know, our production really just kind of be on the rise going into fall camp.
Well, yeah, and I apologize if I'm off, but you've been a really young. Last year, you were pretty young, wasn't you?
Yeah, you know, only graduating three seniors, and then you know, two of those guys started both ways for us, and you know, those are the two big shoes to fill, both on the offensive side and defensive side, but. You know, last year, I believe there was a point where we were playing five freshmen on a Friday night. So, you know, and that's kudos to our kids that they prepare extremely well and for varsity play. And, you know, we don't try to treat them like freshmen. And they understand the role that they have to take, you know, take part of on offense or defense or special teams, whatever it might be. So, you know, now being to the point where we're, you know, kind of senior and junior heavy, you know, you start to see that experience kind of pay off for you.
Well, you know, it's here we are, and it's Jamboree time. Now, are the Bobcats, you guys going to be involved in a Jamboree?
Yeah, we'll go to Mountain Grove this year like we have in the past. You know, the teams there with Mountain Grove hosting and then Willow and Houston being there, it's always a good experience for those kids, and they get to compete against somebody else. So before week one,
well, I don't, so many years I've been, you know, talking with you guys, football coaches, and most coaches have different aspects of a Jamboree that they really, you know, focus on, but it's. And I, you know, I don't want to say that what you hear, you know, other, it's a glorified dress rehearsal, which, yeah, it is. And there's reason behind that because, you know, one, it helps kids, you know, be accountable to make sure that they've got their gear and all that. But when it comes down to, you know, the actual play of a Jamboree, what is it that you most want to see out of your Bobcats?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, really, just can we produce what we've done over the summer? Can we sustain that you know, upward trend offensively and defensively? And then the biggest thing, Gary, is just, you know, effort. You know, can we pursue after the ball? Can we align correctly? Can we do those little things right? Because, you know, like a Jamboree, it's similar to a summer camp. You know, you're going to get different offensive schemes and things like that. That, you know, they may catch you on a play or two, whatever it might be, but can we align correctly and can we pursue after the football? And then offensively, you know, with different defensive fronts and things like that, can we communicate and you know, get up to the second level and stay stuck on blocks? And just you know, the biggest thing for us as coaches is you know, just your effort level, and then you know, excitement to go out and play and compete against other teams.
Yeah, I always, for me, I always just kind of focus on the line of scrimmage. You know, I mean, because, you know, I'm not, I don't think you're game planning for the Jamboree, you know, we're going to run this. But I think, and for the folks out there listening, you know, that's something to really watch. Watch the line of scrimmage, how they're exploding off the line, you know, are they getting a push? And if, you know, you see your team that you're following kind of do that, man, that's, and probably from a coach's standpoint, that puts a big smile on the face, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, especially being the offensive line and defensive line coach, when you can, you know, get positive movement, you know, play after play, both on both sides of the ball, makes me happy, makes everybody else happy. So, yeah, that's always a big deal.
Now, week one opponent, who do you got, and where's it at?
We play Highland at Highland.
Mm-hmm. And
so it'll, you know, just talking about them a little bit. You know, extremely skilled. You know, with their skill positions, both on offense and defense. They bring back a quarterback who, you know, kind of manned the helm last year for him and did a really, really good job. He's athletic and quick. You know, throws a really, really good ball. And you know, Coach Stowers does a great job of getting defenses out of position. And, you know, so for us, we have to make sure we're aligned correctly, and they want to be up-tempo, move the ball fast. And so for us, it's a really good test for us week one. You know, they're, you know, from last year, they were highly successful last year, and I don't see that really changing for them, you know, because they didn't really lose a whole bunch as far as the skill department goes. So, you know, for us, really, you know, can we, again, going back to, can we align correctly? Can we pursue after the football? Mm-hmm. You know, just so doing those little things right week one.
Yeah, it's just, it's so huge. You know, I do the little things, and I think a lot of other things just fall into place.
For sure. You know, if you're coaching effort and, you know, just those little things, chances are you're not going to be very successful that Friday night. So, you know, that's big for us. We've kind of preached that into the kids this year, and you know, so far it's been great. But you know, you just never know on a Friday. So
yeah, it's hard to tell how, you know, it's you just never really know how things are going to pan out. But I think we're in for a lot of exciting high school football this year. In the SCA especially, I think it's just going to be like it always is. You know, it's the black and blue, the dog pound, the, you know, rough and tough conference of Southern Missouri.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, like what we were talking about before we went on air, I think, you know, as far as right now and even, you know, last year, it's really anybody's game. You got, you know, Mountain Grove in there in the mix, and you know, Mountain View and you know, hopefully, and you know, and even Houston with that, you know, last year I think it was the last year regular season game, had a great game against Mountain View. So it's just top to bottom in the conference is just really, really, you know, we play really, really good football, and week to week it could be anybody's game. So you know, I'm excited to see, you know, where we fall in line and as far as that goes, but you know, the SCA is better, you know, is like it always has been. So.
Well, one more question before I let you get out of here, but who are some Thayer Bobcats that you're really excited to introduce the Bobcat Nation to? You know, who are some players you're looking to see big things out of?
You know, really, I'm going to take a second to give some kudos to our guys up front. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those dudes have been thrown into the fire their freshman year, and now they're, you know, sophomores or juniors, and they do a really good job for us because it's not super easy doing what we do on offense. And, you know, you watch film, and that may not be the defense you get on a Friday night, and, you know, they got to make adjustments and, you know, learn on the fly. And, you know, they just do a great job, and they mesh really well together. So I'm going to give kudos to those guys up front. And then, you know, adding pieces, we have that four guys rotating in the backfield that have done a great job for us, you know, talking running backs as far as Zeb, Du Bois, Thomas Poole, Heath Combs. You know, we're adding a few more guys in there. Dominic Boyce, who did a great job for us late in the season. You know, Rowan Johnson, who was a freshman last year, has really came on as a running back for us in the summer. So expect him to get some rotational time there too. So, you know, they're just selfless players that want to see us succeed. You know, they're not selfish in any way, and they just want to win. So, you know, having that kind of mindset with those guys is great. You know, as a coach, where you know you're not tendency heavy. They don't care who has the ball. We just want to win. So, and then having an additional piece with Cordell Washington, who had moved in, you know, does a lot for us on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. Just gives us that next level speed that we kind of missed in the last couple of years. So excited to see how he, you know, transitions into what we do offensively and defensively.
Outstanding. And how about the stadium? You know, folks are going to see some cool stuff there, aren't they?
Yeah. Are you talking about can you say that again? I kind of lost you.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you know, your stadium, the improvements at the field.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get any turf, if that's what you're asking. But Yeah, I got a lot of phone calls thinking we did. So,
well, I did. I thought you did.
Hey, I was on vacation, and that whole day I was getting phone calls and texts saying congrats, and then I checked Facebook, and yeah, I was surprised too, Gary.
Okay, so that there you go. Hey, it got me as well. Well, you know, if we can't laugh and smile about it, you know, I guess we'll live a miserable life. But there's always, you know, somebody's always pulling pranks. But hey, again, Briar Hancock, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk with you again next Friday. Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Gary.